It's time to talk about all the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday celebrations going on for Elyria and Lorain County. And the woman who knows all about it is the chair for the Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission, LaTanya Conley. Good morning, LaTanya.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Hoping that they won't have slippery conditions come Monday. You know, you never know what the weather's going to be like for that commemorative walk to the high school, but people participate no matter what the conditions because they know really what the message is that they try to get out for that. But let's talk, I guess, some of the things that are going on even before Monday, if you will.
Yes, well, last week we had a full week of activities honoring Dr. King, sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. And coming up this Sunday on January the 20th, the Lorain NAACP will have its annual King celebration. It's going to be at 4 p.m. at Friendship Baptist Church. That's located at 2160 Reeves Avenue in Lorain. The city of Lorain, is going to have their commemorative walk at 6:30 p.m. where they will walk from Lorain City Hall, located at 200 West Erie Avenue, walking over to Greater Victory Christian Ministries, where they will have their annual celebration at 7 p.m. The church is located at 559 Reed Avenue in Lorain. Well, we all know that Monday, January 21st, is the National King Day of Service, where our theme is the rhythm of the dream in a new generation. We will have our commemorative walk, as always, walking from Ely Square in front of Elyria City Hall to the high school, and that will be at 10:30. Usually, people start gathering here at City Hall about 9:30, and we will leave promptly at 10:30. The 33rd annual Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King community-wide celebration will be at Elyria High School in the Performing Arts Center, located at 600 West Avenue. I am so excited about this year's particular program because the main feature is going to be the Elyria High School Orchestra, Band, and Choir, where they will perform a full orchestra piece with narration set to the I Have a Dream speech. So we're just super excited. I wanted to have young people in the program. And again, looking at if we do not work with this generation, the dream will not be what it is and what we knew it to be 50 years ago. So that's going to be happening in the Performing Arts Center. And then after that, we will have the annual Community Education and Information Fair. Also happening on Monday is the traditional annual King Holiday Soul Food Dinner at Marcel Hall, 117 Oberlin Road. The cost is $12 for adults, $9 for children 12 and under. This will be going on from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that is a dine-in or carry-out. The Elyria Parks and Recreation Department is going to have an MLK Open Skate. That's going to be at the North Park Arena, located at 901 Duffy Street here in Elyria, from 1 p.m. to 3:30. The cost is $5 for adult admission, $4 for youth admission, and skate rental is $3. Moving on to Oberlin, they will have their annual Oberlin Rededication to the Dream. This is going to be in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. That program will be at 12:15 in the afternoon at the corner of South Pleasant and Vine Streets in Oberlin. They will have traditional readings and, again, song. And then followed by that, they're going to have a community tea. This is the first time they're going to have a community tea in the Zion Fellowship Hall, which is located at 47 Locust Street in Oberlin. The Elyria Public Library System will be having an activity at their South Branch, located at 1611 Middle Avenue at 1:30, and they're going to be featuring West African drum and dance. So they're encouraging all to come out to listen, learn, and celebrate West African culture. Moving over to Lorain. Going to Lorain, we will have a number of the Lorain Public Library Systems having activities. The main branch, located at 351 West 6th Street, from 1 to 3:30, they're going to be showing the movie Selma, and the theme is How One Dream Changed the World. And again, all are encouraged to go there and to find out more about the movie and the civil rights movement. The Avon Branch is going to be celebrating activities, and that's all day, as well as the Columbia Branch and the DeMoncus Branch. And then in North Ridgeville, they will also have significant stories, videos, games, and crafts to honor Dr. King. The next activity on the community calendar is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a drum major for universal justice, past, present, and future. That program is going to be at the Lorain Public Library South Branch, located at 2121 Homewood Avenue in Lorain. This program is sponsored by the Interfaith Ministries of Lorain County and the International Council of Urban Peace, Justice, and Empowerment. And concluding, all of the things that we're going to be doing to honor Dr. King's 90th birthday is going to be on Wednesday, January 23rd. This is the Lorain County Community College annual King Celebration. It will be in the Commons Center area at 1005 North Abbey Road. This program is from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this is sponsored by the Office of Student Life. Their program theme is the Pursuit of Determination Through a Unified Effort, where they will have as their keynote speaker Kenneth Glenn, and they will provide a light lunch, and it is open to the public.
That is quite a list of activities, but there's almost something for everybody, and no matter what part of the county you are on or in, there's obviously something close by that you can take part in.
Yes, and we encourage everybody to come out, and again, looking at the 90th birthday, what would be, we know yesterday was Dr. King's actual birthday, but on the 21st is the national day to honor him. And so we're just excited again for the city of Elyria to have been doing this for the past 33 years.
LaTanya, what's it like for you when you reach out to young people to get involved in this?
Well, it's important, like I said, that's why we said a new generation, because, again, we want them to understand the significance of Dr. King's life, work, and teachings. And I can just say from last week attending the program that was sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute, I just learned many new, let's say, unknown facts about Dr. King. And so it was something for me, as long as I've been doing this, to find out there was things I didn't know about him, because we've done this many years and we've heard the stories and we've heard the biographies, but it was just interesting to find some little known facts about Dr. King. And so I'm just excited that if we don't continue to share the message with our young people in this generation and those that are to come, that the message will be lost.
And with this era of social media and connectiveness, there's really no way that people shouldn't be able to look up things and see. And sometimes in a history book or whatever, we see things, and there's a lot of times a, you know, sort of the image of Dr. King, but to see other photographs of him in a lighter moment or different things, it kind of makes him more of a, it personifies him in a sense.
Well, one of the things, Bruce, is that there are still communities here in Lorain County that does not observe the national holiday. So I was taken aback a little bit about finding that out. So we're just, one, whether it's a day that is assigned to you as a national holiday, or for those who are just interested in learning more about the King celebration. And again, it's one of the themes a few years ago was it's not a day off, it's a day on, meaning in terms of community service. So we're just asking to give back. We want to see people to come out in the march, bring your banners, bring messages of peace and justice and love and equality.
And they'll get to hear the Elyria City Schools Orchestra. I'm fascinated by this whole thing. So they've got musical, they've kind of have pieces that'll put together under Dr. King's speech then.
Yes, they found a piece. Dr. David Pope is the director of the orchestra, and he found a piece that they will do a full performance. And again, it's going to include Elyria High School students in the orchestra, band, and choir.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing the list with everybody, and we will post all the details of this as well at our WEOL.com. LaTanya, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.